Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whether we call them instructions, guidance, directives, generally two types. The implicit ones and the explicit ones. One of them tells us very directly, go and pick that up. And so we go and we do that. Others have situations that occur or certain settings that take place for which we know there are certain things we need to do. I'd like to share one of those that happened to me twice this week. Now, you may find this to be rather disturbing. I just want to warn you. Kind of like fingernails on a chalkboard. But I'm going to try to share this with you in a way that you can understand the thought process that went through my brain. Are you ready? Fire! 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 At 4 o'clock in the morning, on Thursday. And if that wasn't enough, it was also at 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Now, never let it be said that I don't follow directions. Upon that noise, I found myself quickly scurrying out of bed, running room to room to the house, looking, listening, and smelling for fire, fire, fire. Fortunately, there was none. So Mason came out and, being the attentive one that he is, said, "What's going on?" Sorry. And so we went back to bed, and about 15 minutes later, it repeated itself. Now, the problem you have with great modern technology and making sure that all these things are wired together is figuring out exactly which one it is that seems to be misbehaving. But I did find it, thanks to a change in the little blinky light, and I was able to take it down to be able to make it stop, reminding me that there might be a fire somewhere someday. But not this day. But when those things happen, we know to get up and to look and to run away if we have to run away, because we don't want to be stuck in a situation such as that. Very seldom that we don't listen, but there are those times that we don't listen. Not necessarily when alarm goes off, but when the voice of certain people might enter within our earshot. There's a story Bill Cosby tells when he was growing up that he was sitting playing checkers with his grandfather. And he heard his grandmother yell out, "Howard!" And he said, "My grandfather just sat there." And a little bit later, the voice became a little louder and a little bit more urgent. It was, "Howard!" And he just sat there. "What? Grandpa? What?" "Oh, nothing." "Howard!" He said, and then finally grandmother came in with her veins sticking out of her forehead. "Howard, I'm talking to you! Why didn't you answer me?" "Oh, if I heard you, my dear, of course I would have answered." But it's just not people who have been married for a while that tend to do this, or sometimes some marriages it's just a couple of months this takes place. But for any of us who have ever been a parent, there is also that experience that takes place from time to time. I understand, because my beloved children would never do this. Would they? You go to your children and you say, "Could you please pick this, this, and that up and put it away?" And then you go off and you do the things that you normally do, and then you return to that same area, perhaps a half an hour, 45 minutes later, to find that this and that is still in the place where it was before, and then you remind the child, could you please pick this and that up and put it away? And then you come back an hour later and you find this and that is still where it was before. And then you say, if you don't pick up this and that, then these consequences will then enter into your life. And they say, well, I was going to do it. We don't listen very well. Human nature. We don't listen to the things that we're told to do. We don't follow directions. We're pretty strong-willed, hard-headed, have an idea of the way the world should be. And so we pick and choose those things that we want to listen to because we find them to be beneficial to us in some form or fashion. And the ones that we can't find any sort of benefit to within our lives, well, we'll put off as long as we can. And it is kind of that way when we talk about God within our lives. Martin Luther talked about the Word of God and the presence of God's Word being found in a couple of different places, in the Scripture, of course, in the sacraments, in the preached Word, and in conversations that take place between the faithful, that there you hear the Word of God. I would say there's another place that sometimes we can hear the Word of God, and that is found within our conscience. Because we've all heard that. That little naggy thing that says, well, you really should do this. And then we say to ourselves, well, I know I really should do this, but I really don't want to do this because I don't have the time to do this. I have something better to do. It's a nice day. I could go golfing or go play tennis or take a drive because I really don't want to waste my time because I have such limited free time that I don't want to waste it by going down to Grace Church and making pancakes because I got something better to do than that. Somebody else can make the pancakes. Why should I have to make pancakes? I do other things. I don't need to be bothered by this, so I'm not going to sign up on that silly sheet that says I'm going to make pancakes at Grace Church as I'm leaving here. Get the hint? You're welcome. But it's just not making pancakes at Grace Church. We encounter this nagging voice all the time within our brain that's telling us that we should go and do, or that we should go and not do. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Stay away from that. And we pick and choose when we want to hear that voice and listen to that, not hear the voice, but when we want to listen to the voice, or when we're going to choose to ignore the voice. We deal with God's voice in our lives the way a teenager deals with their parents. We hear what we want to hear when we want to hear it, and the rest of the time we choose to ignore it. Because we don't want to be bothered. Because we are smarter than that voice. Because we're sick and tired of having that voice tell us what we should or should not be doing with our time and within our lives. And because we're just smarter than that voice. You do know that as a parent of a teenager, you become dumber and dumber. And dumber. And it's not really until that teenager reaches their mid-20s and moves into their 30s that somehow the intelligent quotient of the parent seems to rise up a little bit above the line of idiot. Unfortunately, our reaction to that voice in our head, much the same way that a teenager deals with his or her parents. We don't want to listen to it. We don't always want to be told what to do. We want to be able to make the choices for ourselves. We want to be the masters of our destiny. We want to be able to pick and choose the things that need to be done. We don't need this voice telling us what we should do. We don't need our embedded conscience leading us and guiding us down the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We don't want to have some shepherd saying, "Yo, dummy, come here, I got something for you to do." And yet that's what we have. We have that very presence of God within our lives, leading us and guiding us down the paths we should be taking, knowing that we have places where we should be and places where we should not go. And yet we have the ability to pick and choose. To pick and choose whether we want to listen to that voice or not. To pick and choose whether we want to do the things that God calls us and directs us to or not. To be able to ignore that good shepherd because we make the dumbest sheep look like Rhodes Scholars sometimes. And yet with the patience of a venerated sainted mother, God returns to us. And says, "Okay, how about now you try to do this?" Not with any sort of overriding consequence, not with any sort of threat, but just, "How about now? I think it might be a good idea that you go do this. Take the time. Make a pancake. Go and help your neighbor. Go and put the golf game aside and help out at a soup kitchen. Go and take the time to talk to that annoying relative that always needs to seem to be talked to because he really needs to hear and feel your presence. Use your life for the good of someone else. Take care of the world around you. Love as I have taught you to love." Voice is there for a reason. It is to keep us out of trouble. It is there to remind us how we are to deal with this world as one of God's children. It is there to allow us to share that love that God has instilled within our lives. Most of all, it is there solely out of the love that God has for us. For just as a parent guides a child, God guides us with His voice. Good shepherd leading dumb sheep. Loving parent, loving obstinate children. God who guides us to the places where we need to go. Share the love that He knows we have. Simply because we are His and His alone.